Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong, in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think.
My name is Juan Castilla. I'm an Associate Research Fellow at SMART.
Now tell me the work that you've been doing in Chile.
We're trying to help people in desert communities that need to adapt to drought to better understand the science and make them part of the modeling process that guides decisions.
Dr. Juan Castilla has just arrived at the Smart Infrastructure Facility from the CSIRO in Perth. Born and educated in Chile, he still returns to the country of his birth to help solve one of Chile's most pressing environmental and economic problems.
We're working in the Atacama Desert. I think it's the driest place on Earth. It hasn't rained there for years. The Andes block all the moisture coming from the Amazon, and the Humboldt Current in the Pacific Ocean blocks all the moisture from the ocean. So there's no rainfall, no moisture here. So water runs from the Andes through narrow valleys to the ocean, and in these valleys you have some of the richest agricultural lands, and they have an advantage because of the climate is so good and so sunny. They can grow crops 2-3 months before anywhere else in the world. Because of climate change and drought and mistakes that have been made in how water is allocated to farmers, they're losing this advantage and also a big economic input. People are worried about what's happening and losing that advantage. Mistakes need to be addressed.
So earlier this year, Dr. Castilla started a project in the Copiapo Basin designed to bring together all the stakeholders and find a way to help them work together.
We just show up with a whiteboard and we designed this artificial society with the stakeholders themselves. So over a number of workshops, we start designing the elements, which are the agents, how they interact, how they make decisions.
And here comes the real power of Dr. Castilla's work. It's clear that all the stakeholders, the farmers, the miners, the water companies, the indigenous people, and the environment, are facing catastrophe if they don't work together. But how can a scientist persuade competing interests to cooperate for the common good? Time to learn about management flight simulators.
The objective here is not predicting. Help people understand how the system works. So if I do this, this is probably going to happen. So it's an exploratory approach. So exploring, testing scenarios, being able to rewind this artificial society back in time, place history again, back and forth. The basis of this is using agreed and calibrated hydrological models. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're not competing against those models. They do their job quite well for prediction. Here we take it one step further and we put these artificial societies on top of the models that exist and we build these flight management flight simulators. Make it interactive and engaging is what we want to achieve. More than the tool itself, it's the process it creates. It makes people change their mental models, how they think the system works.
And it's here that the research becomes really interesting. Because if you can use management flight simulators to create change in the Atacama Desert, then you can do it anywhere. Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People, Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.